way different. It has made my injury a little more comfortable.
Does it?
You are surprised that our thoughts were connected.
Well, my eyes were shut and I hadn't realized the light was very bright.
I am happy to be with you once more, my dear friends.
I'm very happy to have you.
I also would like to extend a welcome to the one who has joined us this evening. How strong your energies are this time. Are you aware?
I just felt very happy that we were together, Kane. I have something to do with it?
Yes, I was aware of a slight difference, a more constant energy to me this time.
Have you been trying to be aware of your energies? I know that when you are together, that you feel the connection between you.
Yes, we do. Yes.
But have you tried to connect with that energy when you are apart? You may be amazed by what you feel. I would like to say to you this evening a little about the evolution of your planet. We are reaching a point upon this planet when all are being released from the dogmatic thinking which has been in place for the past 2,000 years. We are approaching a time when each one will be aware of the new light energy which you all are trying to captivate with your own evolvement. For too long has mankind suffered, whether it be through your many religions, whether it has been enslavement, man of man, it matters not. But I am here to tell you, my dear friends, that all of this is now being exposed, and the souls of mankind will shine forth in order that the spirit may be free. Many of us who have come to this planet to help a humankind evolve, to free the spirit. And remember my words, that all has retained the knowledge which you have come from. Therefore, to be free to express the true self, is indeed a wonderful thing. Of course, I do not speak of tomorrow, or next week, or next year. You are all well aware of how time is irrelevant on this planet in comparison with time and spirit. But I can assure you, my dear friends, as spirit, that time which is coming is indeed but a speck in time. No matter the strife and the trouble which abounds in your world at this present time, no matter the suffering and all of what you call negative aspects which are happening on this planet, look to the wider picture and you will see how this planet is evolving and growing. As I said, many of us who have come to this planet to help humankind are now beginning to move a little further away. Not because our tasks are done, but because mankind is opening to all that is. Mankind is growing in awareness and in the knowledge of who he is. Therefore, do you see how mankind is allowing those of us who come to grow also? Can you understand these words?
Yes, it's a two-way thing.
Always that has been so. But mankind at times has misunderstood our purpose. And indeed, it is a two-way mission. Would anyone wish to ask questions at this point?
Well, I would observe that very recently the established church and established religions have been meeting a number of problems which have been publicized in the press, and I imagine this would be a part of this swing or disenchantment with dogma in the established religions.
Yes, of course, as I have said, religion is but one aspect, but for too long, in the name of many religions, mankind has used religion to take people and keep them downtrodden, with fear, mainly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And remember, I have told you, if there is not love, the only other aspect of your lives is fear. We have spoken about this recently, so I know you understand my words without any more elaboration. Mankind has lived in fear for too long. Now, the time is approaching when all of these things must be stripped away to allow the spirit to be free, to allow this, your planet, to exist as it was meant to be, for mankind to be what he was meant to be, without the restraints of these earthly chains that man has caused upon his fellow human being. Mankind, at this point in his evolution, has reached a state of acknowledgement. Acknowledgement of himself as spirit. I believe if you were to go forth and speak with many, you would find that deep within they are dissatisfied with what has been taught to them. Mankind is now finding himself. And that has happened, my dear friend, not only by those of us who come to teach you, but by people like yourselves, who are shining beacons of truth, and who are prepared to stand and speak the truth as you know and understand it to be. Therefore, it is a concerted effort by all those who stand in the light of love and who will acknowledge that they are more than flesh. Therefore, I do not feel that it is wrong of me to say a big thank you to each one of you, because you play your part each day of your lives, not only by your spoken word, but by your actions and by the light that shines from you.
We try very hard, but it's thank you to you, Selimut, because I would be very unrefined if it weren't in my behaviour, if it weren't for what I've learnt from you. I often feel I don't live up to the words, but I do try, and I'm so grateful for what I've learned.
You are too harsh upon yourself. Your qualities indeed are many. Remember that the positive thinking only increases.
Yes, that's true.
More positive thoughts.
Yes, that's true.
After all, I have told you on many occasions that you are human.
Yes.
And you do have failings, mm-hmm. but that is part of the reason why you are inhabiting this planet.
Yes.
But that is nothing to be ashamed of.
Yeah.
The progression of the spirit is what you should focus upon. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, I do, yes.
Your qualities are many, my dear friend. Focus on them.
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are indeed fortunate in having Clatis yourself as our teacher. And it has been on my mind quite a lot recently, for some reason, that a communicator who came through from Spirit did say that the one who teaches you will go down in history. And I'm sure that communicator was correct. But I just have that feeling, and I think these teachings have to become widely known. It takes time, as you have told us many times. But I'm sure that will come to fruition eventually.
I am humbled by your words. You know, I do not come for thanks. I have been brought here by each one of you. I told you that my journey to you took many, many of your years, because conditions had to be right. But without your light and your love and the welcome that always you have extended towards me, without these things, my mission would be impossible. I told you when I first came that the words that I give to you would be reiterated throughout your world. I do believe that you have found this to be so.
Yes.
And again, I will say, this is a two-way passage. That without you, I could not work. And I hope that you find also that my words to you create within you that seeking of knowledge which is yet to come.
And you have talked to us in the past about improving communications, and we do have what we call the internet now, and websites on that internet which people can access, and it will undoubtedly be our aim to have such a website for your words so that they will be accessed by many, but through that method.
It has always been known, my dear friend, that you, above all others, would be instrumental in passing along the teachings which I have given. That has been your great purpose within this group.
Yes.
All of you in your individual ways, and you are all so diverse in your tastes and your lifestyles, but each one of you possesses that element of love which belongs to spirit, which has been known would uplift and uphold this group. And the love which each one of you has kept alive the teachings which I have brought to you. Each of you has provided, in your own inimitable style, words and upliftment to many who are connected with you. I do not need to individually name these qualities that you possess. I am sure if we were to speak individually, each one could tell another what is their best assets for spreading the word of spirit.
Yes, and I should add that where books are concerned, all within the group do, in fact, contribute to the final, printing of any word.
Yes.
Because much happens before these things get into print.
Yes. And that, my dear friend, is why that work has been entrusted to you, because of your fair-mindedness. There is much to say to you and to thank you for, but in thanking you, there is no one that is less than another.
I do understand what you're saying.
The connection is so strong now that I fear you are not even yet aware of it. But the light which emanates from this group is a beacon of light, and it cannot and will not be extinguished. Even as people come and go, the strength of the light that has been built by you will go stronger and stronger as time continues.
Good to hear.
Now, perhaps we will have, because of our dear lady friend, who is here with us, if you would like to ask general questions this time, I will save my words for another time.
Anyone a question?
Sorry. What's
your question?
Sure, George has one. Yes, we have. You gave us your thoughts on the alcohol recently. Another problem area, health-wise, is smoking. And it would be very good to have your thoughts on this. Now, I've noticed that many who smoke tobacco heavily, the smoking is linked to cancer. But many who smoke heavily do not get cancer. Many who smoke heavily do get lung cancer. I suspect that some people are smoking for pleasure, while other people are smoking in order to relieve stress. And it may be not so much the smoking itself which causes cancer, which you have said is a disease of the mind. So I am wondering if it is more the stress or the reason for smoking than the smoking itself which leads to disease. If you have any words that might clarify this area, they would be much appreciated.
I am always happy to give a few words to your question. It is well known that within the physical body, it houses the spirit. It is for each one of you important that that vessel which you call the body be maintained in good order. I have told you that illness is responsibility of yourselves. And yes, as I said of alcohol, I say of cigarettes, that mankind does not need these crutches. But to answer your question simply, I say the difference between two people, one who will have disease of the body, and what is disease but dis-ease of the mind. That is the all-important factor. How each individual thinks. That is the key. You may have someone who smokes what you call cigarettes for a lifetime, and may pass from this life what you might call healthily. It is because that person's mind has retained some degree of positivity. Does that help you?
Yes, yes, I think that does.
So whether you call it stress that causes the disease, then yes, you are right. Because distress is fear.
Yes.
Again, we return to either love or fear.
So what we call, in medical terms, stress, it is another word for disease of the mind.
Yes.
Yes.
I cannot place it before you any more clearly than that. All of your existence depends upon the state of the mind, which, as you know, is part of the spirit. That is why it is possible for healing to take place only when the spirit is touched. It does not matter, my dear friends, what you do to the physical body if the mind is strong, if the mind is pure, and the mind is full of love.
Yes, I was just thinking of the American Indians who smoked the pipe of peace.
Yes.
And that would be a good mindful thing to have done. Although it was smoking, there was good purpose behind it.
And they always give thanks to the great creator of all life.
Yes.
So their minds were filled with love. That is the difference always. So many times you will see abuse of the physical body, but you cannot see the light which shines from within. You cannot see what is in the mind of another human being. Unless you are sensitive enough to understand that human being. It is part of your soul's growth that all of life's problems placed before you be dealt with love. It is such a powerful emotion, my dear friends, that I wish that you would say the word daily and feel the vibration that comes from that word. Remember when I said that words have vibrations. Words have color. Perhaps this time that is something for you to do, that when you go within, you use the word love and see what you find from it. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Are you happy with that answer, my dear friend?
Yes, indeed. Yes. That's most helpful. I'm sure that will be of interest to a lot of people.
Did you have a question, Graham?
Yes. It's, again, about disease. Many of the higher animals, like mammals and such like, often, not often, but have been diagnosed with many of the similar diseases that humans get. I was just wondering, why they get disease in the same way that we do. And they don't have the same capacity for thoughts that we do. Or perhaps I'm wrong in thinking about it.
No, but they do have a form of thought. And after all, they are exposed to this life in the same way as humankind.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And although the thought process is slightly different in the way that you would understand, yes, they do suffer to a degree in the same way as humankind.
Mm. That's interesting. Yes. Yes, thank you for that.
Are there any more questions before I leave you?
I can't think of anything at the moment. Thank you.
That's not really a question, but I was just thinking on this disease thing. I know two young people with depression, and I have said to one of them, it's the anger within that's creating this depression. I think I'm right in saying that.
It is not the anger, it is the fear. Mm-hmm. The fear produces the anger. Mm-hmm. It is always fear which creates disease.
Yes.
They need to go and find what that fear is and confront it to transmute it into love. It sounds simple, but to those who are young, it seems a mountain to climb.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And to those who do not have the understanding that you have, it is doubly difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But the answers are within.
Mm-hmm.
For all of you, all of life's answers are there within you.
Thank you.
I have one very short, at least there may be a very simple answer to this. You've talked to us recently about the earth elementals.
Yes.
Of the four elements, we talked about earth ether and water ether and fire ether. And air ether. What about space ether?
Yes.
Would there be any elementals connected with that, or do the elementals just relate to planets and possibly suns?
Yes, we do not have elementals as I have them described to you. We do have keepers of space. But they are not elementals in the sense that I have described to you. Perhaps one time I will go a little deeper for you. I am beginning to find many subjects that we have to discuss with you.
Yes.
But we must return. But that answer is a very good one. But it is not the elementals of the planet in the same way.
Yes, and connected with that again, there are the suns. Would they have salamanders or similar?
Yes, all planets. But when you speak of space, I presume you mean between the planets.
What we call empty space.
Yes, remember also the archangels, who are keepers of all things.
Yes.
So perhaps that gives you a little clue as to what I will talk about. But not this time.
Yes, thank you.
Could I ask one more question?
Yes, please.
You mentioned once that to Graham that he did have the ability to heal himself completely.
Yes.
And I'm sure that this still stands. He said to me recently that he thought there was a karmic debt connected to his illness. But could you comment on that?
Whether he has karmic debt.
Karmic still linked to the illness. the condition?
If you want a simple answer, then it is no, he does not.
Oh, good. That's nice to know.
There is no need to waste words upon that one.
No.
He does not owe debt with his illness.
No.
He has the ability to change, and I have to say that process has already started.
That's what I thought. That is what I thought. That's good. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Would our visitor wish to speak before I leave?
Questions?
I'm sorry, I haven't any questions.
No. But you will leave this room with many.
That's
I'm afraid I don't understand an awful lot of what you said. No.
We can explain.
I'm probably too thick.
There you are. No. It is always difficult when visitors come, because it has taken many years of time to reach the understanding which these dear friends have reached. But it is always good when someone comes, because they have been touched. And you will feel it when you leave us this time.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, wonderful.